like any teenager and young adult, I also had to make my faith my own. And so going off to college and having to make a decision, do I really believe this? Do I not believe this? Do I want to have a little freedom? I went through that same kind of thing that a lot of people go through. And that first year and a half of college, I can't say I set foot in any church there, except maybe on Easter and Christmas when I came home and was trying to figure my life out. But I think that what was wonderful to me is that I realize as I'm looking back that God never, I might have let go of God at that time, but God really never let go of me. There was always a place to come back to, and there was always this foundation, and that I attribute to my parents and what, and my church and what I learned about who I was. And so when I came to that point around age 20, where I was really saying, what is life all about? I was able to know that God was there, that I could turn to him and pray. And I just remember I was walking home one night, very, very late in the night, all by myself at about 2 a.m. It was dark, and just sitting down on the curb and saying, God, I don't know where you've been, but if you would just, you know, hear me and listen to me, I need you. I need you to get me home first of all tonight. And then I just need to turn my life back to you. And it was really that easy. It was that easy for me. And so when I hear stories, powerful testimonies about where people were brought from a very low place to the arms of God, I know that that's true, because something very similar happened to me, even though it was a very smaller scale. That very afternoon, a friend of mine called from home and invited me that evening to come and hear someone speak at their church.
Wow.
And I just, when I think about that and how fast God worked and how miraculous that was, I just know how close he really is to each and every person.